Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
All that yelling and screaming this early in the morning, I feel like I'm watching the debate again or something.
The worst part of Obama.
Let me ask my question.
Well, I'll ask Joe.
I know, Mr. President, I'm the moderator of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer.
Go ahead.
I watched the president on Fox News this week.
First of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him. Let me finish.
He kept interrupting, wouldn't let Biden speak.
Will you shut up, man? Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Chris Wallace had no chance to keep it intact.
Mr. President.
You're talking about 2 million people.
Keep yapping, man.
After watching, I felt I should move to Iraq.
All right, let's talk. I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Hey, wait, don't make me watch the play.
Don't make me watch again. Don't make me watch again. Let's not even do debate number two or debate number three. I don't know. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. You heard Mark Lawrence talk about it. And a big rumor going around now that there won't be another presidential debate. I don't know if it's true.
Both sides would get 2 minute answers uninterrupted.
Yeah, 2 minute. Okay, stop.
No,
just stop.
No, I'm not asking. That was a rhetorical question.
Just stop. Okay. Back to the regularly scheduled morning radio show. Yesterday was fun, though, wasn't it?
Yesterday was super fun. All of the comments on the 94KX Facebook page were epic. It was great. And everyone seemed to play nice in the sandbox.
Yes, and I think someone here wrote on the whiteboard in our studio, which we share Tom and Laura's topic every day, and I think it may have been either Sam at night. Mm-hmm. Or Taylor, our promotion person. Someone wrote, what? No table flip?
You know what? That's Taylor. And she's referencing Real Housewives.
Exactly. The Real Housewife reference came back time and time again. If you weren't with us yesterday, you missed a good one. We asked you on Facebook and on the Ford Fun Line, 5 words or less, the presidential debate. And you guys knocked it out of the park.
It was pretty good.
It was very good. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we top it today, other than the simple question, Laura. How's your hair?
Oh, my hair is in a floppy bun.
Oh, there you go.
Where's that song?
We debuted that song last week. The floppy bun song, available on TikTok and YouTube. The lady who did that. Today is National Hair Day. We'll talk about that later. It's like a day for hair, really.
Okay,
also,
we're gonna get
spicy this hour. We've got another McDonald's spicy song of the day. Give you a chance to win what, Laura?
Chicken McNugs.
Spicy chicken McNuggets coming up later on this morning. Actually, later on this hour. So stay with us. It's going to be another fun day of Tom and Laura in the morning.
Yay, Thursday.
Yay. 94KX. How's your hair today, huh? It's Tom and Laura in the morning, National Hair Day. A simple question, but for some people, not a simple job.
Oh, to wrangle their hair?
Yes. Is that how you describe me in the morning? I'd have to wrangle my hair? I like that.
You always joke about your hair, but you have great hair.
I do not. You're just being too kind.
No.
You're not here in the studio, but we can set up a camera some morning because we do FaceTime. Someday I'm not going to touch my hair, and then I'm going to come in to work, and people are going to be like, yo, what's with the Andy Warhol look? Who are you, Albert Einstein?
Crazy hair all over.
What's up, dude?
Actually, Tom, I feel like you have such an amazing opportunity as you age. And I'm going to do this when I get, 20 years older.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just saying, you can just let it all fly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let it poof out, push out. It doesn't matter. Because by the time you reach a certain age... Who cares?
You know, that's
you
a
do
great
you.
That's a great point, because as they got older, like, my mom still gets her hair done every Thursday. And as my dad got older, he didn't care anymore. And his hair was like silver white, Back to the Future crazy.
Fantastic.
So how's your hair? That's a simple question we're asking. Ford Fun Line is open today and every day. And we'll post it up on Facebook as well. How's your hair today? Because it's National Hair Day, do you have to spend 20 minutes, a half hour, an hour getting ready for work? Just the hair component? Or are you like Tom and you just wet it and let it dry? Or like Lauren, you put it in the floppy bun?
I actually have a follow-up question, and okay, we could post this on social media.
Okay.
You're asking, how's your hair?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's Matt the News Guy when I need him?
Oh, boy.
Because everybody has a guy or they've got a girl. Who's your favorite hairstylist? Like, where do you go? Who's the only person that you allow to touch your hair?
Okay. So how's your hair today? And who's responsible for it?
And who's responsible for it? Actually, it's great. How's your hair? And who's responsible for it?
The heat is on. I can feel the fire. The heat is on. Oh, flames are burning high. The heat is on.
The heat is on, especially when it comes to the all-new spicy McNuggets from McDonald's. Congratulations to our winners on the Ford Fun Line this morning. They'll all be trying out the all-new spicy McNuggets. Nugs? Is that what you call them, Laura? McNugs.
That is correct. That McNugs. Is
right. You heard the Glenn Frey, the heat is on. Remember Glenn Frey in Miami Vice's hair was perfect.
Indeed it was.
It's like it looked like a helmet that he put on, you know, kind of thing. What kind of hair? I don't know. Don Johnson's hair was perfect too. I guess everybody had perfect hair in Miami Vice. Was that the day of perfect hair? I guess it was.
I think it might have been. I think that might have been a show of perfect hair. An amazing wardrobe.
An amazing pastel wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Remember John Travolta's hair in Saturday Night Fever?
That was also perfect. In Grease as well.
Oh, yeah. The dude lived his whole career until recently with perfect hair. Now it's all just cray-cray. It is National Hair Day. Get on our Facebook page and let us know how your hair is going. And if you want to give somebody a plug for fixing it, please do that. That would be fine. We'll continue with more talk about National Hair Day coming up. It's national, and I'm not telling you what to do in your kitchen here, Laura, but it's National Homemade Cookies Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I see my Lord making me some cookies.
I'm actually not. I mean, I'm a decent cookie maker, but my mom makes the best cookies.
Oh, shout out to Anita, Mom.
Thanks, Boucha.
Boucha, that's the word we're looking for. I find it hard to believe you don't bake good cookies. Everything you make is delicious. Come on now.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Normally, I go for like the healthy, vegan, it also can double as a breakfast food kind of cookie. My mom just makes good old-fashioned chocolate chips.
So that's why you never gave me any of your homemade cookies?
I mean, at Christmas time, I do. Because me and Colby get together for Christmas Spectacular. Oh, and yes, we make all of our cookies together, normally 20 different kinds.
Christmas Spectacular, if you aren't familiar with it, friends, it's when Laura gets together with her friend Colby. And they drink wine and make cookies all day.
And send Tom Snapchats.
I can't forget that.
Before you go.
And there he goes. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. Speaking of going, first thing in the morning, poop is always funny on this show, and we don't know why.
Because poop is funny no matter what.
Just as we got on the air this morning at 6 o'clock, Laura's co-hosts at home decided they had to go out in the yard.
But they did.
You didn't hear about it on the air because everything went off, you know, flawlessly. Or do you say everything came out flawlessly? I don't know.
Everything came out smoothly.
There it is.
And now everyone is settled in quite nicely here.
There you go. And that's what we shoot for. But every once in a while, Laura's dogs go nuts and we like it. And people comment on it. They're like, that was so funny when Laura tried to blank, but the dogs were laughing or talking or... Because interruption, it happens sometimes. I mean...
Here's the thing. We posted a picture yesterday afternoon of MacGyver and Murphy dressed in their pink best. October, yes. We paint the valley pink. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But MacGyver, I got to be honest, we will talk about it later. MacGyver didn't look too happy.
It was a challenge to get those photos. But I will say,
okay,
the more we sort of have this broadcasting situation, which is awesome, uh-huh, you know, because especially Try It Tuesday, I'm in my kitchen, I have all the things.
Yes.
I feel like it's a little less Tom and Lur in the morning sometimes, and a little more Murphy and MacGyver in the mornings.
Don't say that too loud. They might upper management might let them take over. It's Murphy and MacGyver in the morning. 94KX. We love their interruptions. Good Morning America had the first interruption in a long time yesterday. Meteorologist Ginger Z was trying to do the weather.
I also want to share with you the red flag warnings. Hi, Miles. This hasn't happened in a long time. Apologies. No school today. From Oregon there all the way to Southern California.
Love how she just rolled out of it. This hasn't happened in a long time, but there's no school today. It happens.
And the kiddo just wandered in and said, hello. It's fine.
So kiddos of all shapes and sizes, whether it's Tom and Laura in the morning or Good Morning America. The sun is rising in our part of the world. What a beautiful sunrise. It's Tom and Laura in the morning on October 1st. National Hair Day, National Bake Some Cookies Day, homemade cookies now, make sure you do that. And it's National Pumpkin Spice Day as we officially start pumpkin spice season, or at least everybody else does. We're already done with it. We're moving on, right, Laura? I mean, we're moving on.
We are. It's tea time now.
Yeah, it's time to start Try It Tuesdays with fresh new teas. And I mean, we are definitely getting in the tea season. I was sipping a nice cup of Irish breakfast watching the debates the other night. And then 10 minutes into it, I decided to just switch to Irish whiskey. It was just like, forget it. Just put the tea bags away. I'm done. Speaking of it, earlier this morning, we dropped a Quarantunes tune, Nirvana style, about can't stand any more debates. Our man Weird Al Yankovic dropped a song last night. Is that cool or
oh
what?
Oh my gosh, it is epic.
Yes, it is called America is Doomed, the musical. Now, Al's got better equipment, so what he actually did was he grabbed actual audio from the debates and he ran it through auto-tune. So
he did.
Everything is perfectly matched. And, you know, I mean, I guess when you got the big studios, you could do this stuff. But check out some of this. It's hilarious.
I ran out of questions, but still got a while. It's time to drop some bars. Let's see how you freestyle.
In Europe, they live their forest cities. They call forest cities. It's a forest city.
You know, he talks about the art of the deal. China's perfected the art of the steal.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
He's just afraid.
Stand back and stand by.
But he said there were very fine people on both sides. He said maybe we should drop a nuclear weapon on hurricanes.
The cars have computers all over the place.
Who's it gonna be?
They want to take out the cows. The cows.
And the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
Keep yapping, man.
The people don't understand.
He doesn't have a plan.
Who's it gonna be?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
America is Doomed, the musical. Brand new Weird Al is available right now. Oh, my.
I feel like it might be coming to Broadway in 2021.
If the world was ending, you come over right.
These are tough times we live in, and so we have to find the humor in things sometimes. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Take the charity cyclist who decided to take a 36-day bicycle trip to raise money, but he rode from Poo Poo Point, Washington to Pee Pee Creek, Ohio.
That's hilarious.
And it is hilarious. And he thought it was funny, too. Listen to him as he crosses the finish line.
I'm really crying right now. It's so stupid. It's Pee Pee Creek. Oh, my God. Oh, what am I doing here? Oh, I feel good, though. Oh, I feel good. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something during this pandemic. Go raise some money and find some weird places to visit. How would you like to live there, Laura? Wow.
In Poo-Poo or Pee-Pee Creek?
Yeah, yeah, like Poo-Poo Point or Pee-Pee Creek. I mean, how do they name these towns? All of a sudden, the Amish towns down around Lancaster sound pretty cool. You know what I mean?
I mean, who doesn't want to maybe live in a town that's named, you know, Bluebird or Intercourse? That's cool.
I don't know. The world is a crazy place. And speaking of that, the latest TikTok is the guy that's mixing paint. If you people have TikTok,
yes.
You've heard the expression, watching paint dry is more exciting than you are. Well, how about mixing paint? It sounds more exciting than everybody.
Oh, God, I can't stop doing these. This is crippling my life.
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Brown, white, blue, and yellow. Okay, that's green. So green with a bit of brown. There's a lot of blue. So a deeper green. Oh, a deeper green with a brown. It's got to be a shade of forest green.
So this guy's been a failure at every paint, but then he finally gets one.
And I've searched for ages and I found this one. Oh, God, please.
Easy, buddy. You're just mixing paint.
So many, just so badly wrong. I just need this win, please. Oh, I did it.
Oh, I did it. Are these the things we're doing while we're locked up at home, Laura?
Yes. Yes, they are.
So here's your choice. Either get excited mixing paint or go for a long bike ride. We turn the page on the calendar this morning and we roll on into October. Happy October. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. SBC Media here. All the stations painting the valley pink again this year, Laura. We got a lot going on.
We really do. I love this collaboration that we have with Evangelical Community Hospital. And of course, it supports the Thyram Humphreys Center for Breast Health, making sure that women throughout central Pennsylvania can get a mammogram, even if they can't pay. All of the funds raised, that's what it goes towards. It's awesome.
Absolutely. And we'll have some docs in every Wednesday and some staff members of EVAN, as well as cancer survivors who tell their amazing stories of what Evangelical Community Hospital did for them. All kinds of spotlights coming up all month long. And because of some of the live events being canceled, we've done some new things as well. Next hour, we'll talk about Laura's dogs wearing tutus, possibly. It's weird. But on the situation of breasts, the cute video of the day comes from a little girl who is looking through her mom's laundry and wonders about a certain piece of laundry that she didn't know was called a bra.
Well, I have boobie holders, Mommy.
My boobie holders?
Mommy, you have boobie holders.
Oh, do you need a boobie holder too?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I just love
kids.
Do you
need a boobie holder?
A boobie holder. As we paint the valley pink.
We should go through the words for that though, because a brassiere, a bra.
Who says brassiere anymore? But yes.
I know, that's very old school.
Yeah.
We call it an over-the-shoulder boulder holder. what else?
See, we're starting to educate you already as we paint the valley pink. Happy October, everybody. And thank you to some great sponsors like Central Vision Eye Care, Carpet Man, Morning John, Morning Tracy, and Vreeland's Harley-Davidson. And a whole lot more. You'll hear about us all month long.
Ship will carry our body safe to shore.
On the way to work or working at home, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You have one of those big inflatable balls you sit on? Are they still hip? Those office chair exercise balls?
Well, no. I mean, they're super practical. They help with your posture. They strengthen your core. And they're just fun to bounce on.
Do they really, Laura? A new study out says that's all a bunch of malarkey. Shenanigans.
No, not like just sitting on them. Like, you have to use it as the ab ball was intended.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to sit on one because I'd fall asleep during a Zoom meeting and smash my face off my desk.
That would be funny.
Roll away. Ah! Boom! A new study says you got to do more. Like Laura said, you got to do more than just sit on that exercise ball or chair. Or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, If you want your core strength and your posture to be improved, you got to work that ball. If you just sit on it, you only burn 4 calories an hour.
Well, I mean, that's kind of just like sitting in a normal chair in general.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like going to the gym and just standing on the equipment. It's not going to do anything. But we needed
to use it.
Yeah, we needed to study for this. It actually says an exercise ball could be worse for you than you think. If you're not using it properly, it could cause lower back pain. I don't know. I just always think of The Office.
You should get one of these.
No, thank you.
It is a fitness orb, and it has completely changed my life.
Fitness orb.
This ab workout is specifically designed to strengthen your core. Strengthens your back. Better performance in sports.
Okay, you know what? How much is that?
It's only $25.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that had to hurt. See, that would have been me. That's for The Office, one of my favorite shows ever. So be careful on your exercise ball today and make sure you're using it properly. It is National Hair Day. Laura, your hair is looking great. It always does.
I have it in a floppy bun. I'm enjoying that today.
The floppy bun may have been invented by Laura Good. And me, I just like, since I gave up on putting product in my hair, I just let it barb wire all over the place. Still crazy after all these years. Let us know how your hair looks today. That's just a silly question on our topic. Coming up, the top 10 of the day. And that's the top 10 stressful parts of your life. And I don't agree with most of them, Laura. So this could this could be an interesting one. And Seth Meyers is back traveling in time. Stay with us, Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Right in the heat of the moment, you're on the Ford Fun Line. Who's this?
Dale.
Hey, Dale, where are you calling from?
Bloomsburg.
Hey, what are you doing today, Dale?
Just working.
Yeah, well, thanks for listening to 94KX at work. For you, in the heat of the moment, some spicy McNuggets, a 10-piece spicy McNugget from McDonald's.
Okay.
All right, so you'll be eating lunch for free. Thanks to 94KX, you can also choose the regular free 10-piece chicken McNugget, but get kind of bold. Get kind of spicy, Dale, all right, bud?
All right.
What does Laura call them?
Spicy McNugs.
McNugs. What if McDonald's calls you up and, like, throws you a couple $1,000,000 for renaming them? Wouldn't that be great?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be
great. That would be fine. I would pay off my student loans.
You're just a million short, are you? Okay.
I indeed.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling, Dale, and being a winner with 94KX at work or at home. Life is stressful nowadays. We all know that.
It is.
But in a recent survey, here are the top 10 things that stress us, and I don't know if I agree with all of them. Number 10, getting a new pet. What?
I mean, that's a change and comes with challenges.
Yeah, but stressful? I thought you got a pet to de-stress. I don't know. Tail Wagging Wednesday works for us, right?
It does indeed.
All right. Number 9, dating someone new.
Yeah. Sometimes meeting a new person can be fun, and sometimes it can be anxiety-ridden.
Okay. All right. I always look for the fun. I don't know. Maybe that's where I went wrong. Number 8, starting college yourself.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number 7 is sending your kid off to college. Oh, I didn't find
emptiness
that stressful.
Syndrome.
Yeah. I cried 3 times when all 3 kids left. I don't know. Cried like a baby. Anyway, number 6, changing careers. Yes, that could be stressful.
Mm-hmm. That goes right along with meeting new people, new coworkers, new boss.
Yes. Number 5, starting your first job. You're not in school anymore. It's time to get a job. All right. Number 4, having kids. I thought that was fun, too. See, I totally disagree. If I had to do it all again, I'd have the Brady Bunch this time around, a whole bunch of them.
whole pack of Morgonzos.
There you go. Number 3, getting married. Stressful? What?
Yep. Oh. Yeah. Man, bringing 2 different families together can be stressful and anxiety-inducing.
Oof. You put it that way, thanks a lot. But yeah, you're
absolutely... that's what a wedding is.
You're absolutely right. I was just thinking of the wedding itself, but no. Now, yeah, bringing two families together. Very good. Number two, going through a big breakup or a divorce.
Of course. Duh.
That's number two. Did you know I was married once? I'm divorced now.
Oh,
did
no,
you know that?
You were?
I never
wow.
said that. All the years I've
no,
known you.
You never mentioned that.
Okay,
before.
Now, here's the number one. Moving. That's the number one stressful event in your life?
It's awful. Moving's awful.
Now, you recently went through a move. It's been a year. But I mean...
it's been almost 2 years.
But really? But
listen,
number one on the list?
I'm 1,000%. Seriously. Moving is horrible.
Well, yeah. It's tough, but number one on the list?
Yeah, it's stressful. And you have to, like, have all your ducks in a row and be organized. And if you're not, and then there's like, deadlines and you're under the gun. Oh, I think I need another cup of tea.
Go grab a cup of tea. Because I'm going to tell you why I didn't agree with this. Some of the things that fell off the list, losing your job. It's not even on the list.
Oh.
Dealing with a major illness.
Ooh. Okay, moving's not that stressful.
And the death of a loved one. They fell off the list.
Really not that stressful.
Death of a loved one falls off the list. Getting a new pet jumps on the list. What the heck is wrong with us?
Where'd you find this list?
I don't know. The news is next. Oh, summer's gone. It's October 1st. It's fall, and it's time to paint the valley pink. And there's two things Laura's dogs love to do in October: dress in pink and eat the garbage man.
It's true. We just had a little moment here.
It's okay.
You know, about the garbage guy coming. He used to come at 1 p.m. Now apparently comes between 7 and 9.
Well, I think ever since the contractor who put the windows in your house got famous on this show, I think the garbage guys want a little slot. You know what I mean? They want to do a little radio.
That's cool. That's all right. We can put them on.
We could
make it happen.
We could do almost anything. One thing we are doing is Pets for Pink. It's brand new this year since we've been limited in our live appearances and such. We now have Pets for Pink presented by Oberdorf Carpet One and Murray Motors Chevrolet. Now, what we want you to do is dress up your pets in pink. Do whatever you want. In support of breast cancer awareness, of course. But send us that picture starting today. Yay.
That's right. We need to have our pets gussied up in their best pink sequins, feathers, boas, t-shirts, you name it. Then send us a picture. You can do it right on the 94KX Facebook page. Just shoot us a private message via Facebook Messenger. And then we will pick the top four to be posted on up to Facebook at the end of the month. And there's all kinds of swag, prizes, and bragging rights available for the prettiest pets in pink.
Yes, it starts today. We're excited about it. It's brand new because we all love our pets and we all love to support the Humphrey Center at Evangelical Community Hospital. So you've seen Laura's dogs. I hope you've seen them. We kind of teased you with some staff member pets. So, you know, dress your pets up now to win.
Memories bring back your...
Chad Evans is on the way in next. With his mask on, as we all continue to play safely here at Sunbury Broadcasting. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom is here, Laura's there. And you know, another thing we've done through this whole awful pandemic is try to brighten your life a little bit with Laura's thought for the day at the end of the day. And sometimes they're funny, sometimes very thoughtful, sometimes they kind of choke us up, but it's all good, right?
Today, mine is short and sweet and to the point.
All right.
Take a second. Now, you have no windows, Tom. But after the show,
okay,
when you turn off your mic, I want you to go outside and just look at what October 1st has brought to us. Hello, October. It is so gorgeous, and it's my favorite color.
Wow. That, you know what? You are exactly right. Because how many people just... We mentioned several times during the show today that it's October 1st. How many people were like, big deal? It is a big deal. Fall, autumn, they're a big deal.
But October is a color, and today is the perfect example of it. Go outside and look at October 1st and just enjoy the beautiful, colorful day that today has brought us. It's wonderful.
Enjoy the color of October and have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.